Hello, patrons, and welcome to the post show for Far Verona episode 18. Hi. Hello. Welcome. How's everybody doing? Welcome back, Mark, I guess, fabulous. Is the big one. You came back and you're alive and you didn't die, sort of. And now you have a cybernetic arm. And I got to tell you, I'm impressed. You got through the whole episode without even once telling anyone that you didn't ask for this. So good job. Chat was really, they were like, gold cybernetics.
Really push it.
He's going to say it. He's going to say they're waiting, but you didn't. And I'm proud of you.
Didn't even think about it.
Yeah, that's right. Way to not go after that low hanging fruit. So yeah, we talked pretty early on about like what to do with the chaplain, and like blowing you up was really just a let's get him off screen for a little while. But I do like, and let's talk a little bit about the like shedding the chaplain Valencio role. What are you thinking for that? So yeah, like help me understand, what's the plan?
So I think that the way he kind of sees it is that you know, he had a certain past, and the kind of chaplain, because the role of the chaplain is to go on ships and be like, you know, you're the spiritual advisor for the nobility. You're there to guide people, and you know, you're there to be like an ear and everything else. And he wanted to be that, like, that's like one side of things that he wanted to do more of. But now these terrorists blew him up, and he's kind of like, okay, you fucks, I've tried to do this. And he also feels like, because it was like the church that called him there, and he got blown up on the way there, it's like, who can he trust anymore? Blah, blah, blah. Mm. It's kind of like, yeah, he's had to do this thing of like, okay, you killed that person, so now you get this person. This is the person that I put away. And it's the kind of John Wick thing of coming, you know, back in, you know, oh, are you working again, John? Blah, blah, blah. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because before there was a lot of, I'm really interested in seeing you return to the ship and having the ship's crew be like, chaplain, and you're like, don't talk to me. Nope. I'm a cool badass now.
Like, hey, yeah, you can talk to me, but yeah, no. So yeah, that's gonna be an interesting one to pursue. And it was kind of a, you know, it's kind of like the arm thing, right? Like there was a certain element of rule of cool about it where I'm like, maybe this doesn't make 100% sense, but I think it's cool and I want to do it. So
I mean, I think it totally does. Like you're a friend to the church and the Chilean Corporation get along, and as you said, like they like having leverage over people, right? And being able to be like, hey, you like that arm we gave you, you want it to keep functioning? That's the deeply like weird thing about a cybernetic future that sometimes games miss out on, is this idea that like, yes, you could replace your brain and your like limbic system and your lungs and your heart and your arms and legs with cybernetics, but like, yo, you got to pay a licensing fee on that shit. Like, you don't like paying for Netflix. Think about how it would be to have to pay for your guts. Like that's just, so I'm excited about seeing that interaction and like the idea of like carrying the debt that you have in your limbs.
I can't wait for you to hold that one over me, Adam.
That's all I do. I just accumulate things to make your life miserable. Listen, you got yourself blown up. That's how it goes.
No, I didn't. You did that. I did nothing.
No, let's not split hairs over whose fault that is. Well, I'm glad you're back. I like the idea of using that as an opportunity to kind of like turn off into another direction with your character. I wanted to say, so I think that the rewind thing, the doing the retcon, was a good call. It gave me an opportunity to show off our very first guild member on screen. So that was fun watching people react to that. And I think it was the right choice. I think going this other direction is good because we could still keep some of the tension and stuff, but there's like some other stuff happening instead that's more fun. And it was cool seeing like Booker and Nomi were just like BFF police operators today. I was so impressed. Like you were just like that moment, Max, where you were like, you said, thank you. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I was like, thought so, about it. Like, thank you.
Yeah. So where's that sitting for the two of you? What did you think about for that episode? I'm curious because I saw some new stuff.
For Booker, it's like, okay, this is nice that it's running safe or nice, it's running smoothly or whatever. But he's not, you know, he's not entirely convinced, and he's not letting his guard down, I guess, as it were.
And he knows better than course, to trust it.
He's not, I mean, he hasn't forgotten what happened to him, but for now, I mean, if shit's gonna run smooth and fine, great, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it seems like, and it seems, I like that moment where, Anne, where you were like, I'm not going to get Booker to go do this one thing because I know what I need him for. And that to me feels like really dramatically like that's what a good leader does, right? It's like you know the skills that your team has and you use them to their best advantage. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I saw a couple people in the chat that were like, oh, she chose Arnahan over Booker, but like that wasn't what I was doing. Like Arnahan is the foot soldier and I didn't need Booker, who is like an important part of this crew, to go deal with this like random dude. That wasn't important. You just needed him to get out of the way. But Nomi knows that he's good at like investigating and detecting and like that kind of stuff. And that's what we were there for. So I think Nomi, like, she understands why Booker like was frustrated, and she kind of was like letting him just like riding out this weird like passive aggressive attitude he was having with her, you know, where she was just kind of like, okay, you're gonna be like upset about this, cool, like do it. And then I think just like with normal I was gonna say normal human relationships, which sounds really weird, but like in-person relationships, you know, things like that anger kind of like fades over time, and like you don't forget about it, but it fades. So I think that Nomi was kind of expecting that is how things would go, and that is kind of how things are going. So,
yeah, I like it. Yeah, it is interesting. And I think that's a big challenge for a lot of people when they play role playing games, when you have this idea of like, this is how my character is and I will never let them change or be different. And watching that be the case, to be like, no, actually, like for real people, sometimes stuff that bothers you goes away. And like time may not make everything all better, but it can certainly make things different. And I think that's really cool to be able to see that happen for characters in a role-playing game.
I'm also very glad that we retconned this because of just like, I mean, we talked about it before, but I feel like the way that this whole thing has gone, even if the Amira does like leave, you know, if that's like still the plan, which is totally cool. Like, I think the way that all of it went felt much more natural and less like sudden. Like people were saying that the emotional level went from like here to just like through the roof very suddenly. Mm-hmm. And so I think that felt really unnatural. And so I like that this feels more like our characters actually are, I don't know. It just feels way better. I think.
Well, I like,
miss the
I like
yelling and anger. I wish we could go back.
I mean, there's definitely going to continue. Yeah, there's definitely going to continue being that stuff. But yeah, there's a difference. And I was thinking about this, you know, before the session and kind of when we were talking about the retcon stuff. This idea of like, there's definitely a feeling, and you may not. It's going to be different for everybody, and you may not be able to put your finger on it. But there's a moment when it goes from like fun, good, and intense to like intense, uncomfortable, and bad. And you want to skirt that line because it's cool to have tension in the game, but you never want to be in a position where anybody is feeling like, this sucks. Like, I wish this wasn't happening. And like, I hate it. Yeah. Like, you want people to buy into the tension.
I know we've had emotional parts before, but that was like, it was different. And I think part of it was contributing to
building it up.
Yeah. Like, I think like Anne said, like it was like a jump in emotion, because like the whole argument about the not executing the dude, that was whatever. Like, yeah, we had our argument. But like after that, like the whole scene in the room, I'm not going to lie, I started to get like really nervous, because at that point I was like, something bad is going to happen. And there's like, this is going bad very, very quickly. And then we talked in the post show and it became clear, like, oh, it was a misunderstanding. Like, it was literally a question of like, I thought I knocked, and it's like, oh, well, Booker just unlocked the door, because he, you know, Max didn't realize that. And over this little misunderstanding, it became this like situation of like, oh, because the way I played it was like, if somebody were to walk into, like, unlock a locked door right now, walk into my office, like, I'd grab my gun. I'm not joking. So it's, even if I knew the person, I'd grab my gun, you know? So it's one of those things where it's like, oh, this is like, this doesn't feel nice, because it feels like my character's sovereignty in some ways is being infringed upon. And then it also realizing very quickly, like, well, Max is now going to try to arrest me. My character's not going to be arrested. That's not going to happen. Yep. And realizing how quickly, like, I don't want to. And then people were saying, like, oh, you should duel Anne's character. And it's like, but that's not fair, because her character is a psychic who's expended all her psychic ability for the day. And I'm a fucking armsman. Like, that's just not fair. That's not
well,
valid.
And she wouldn't. I mean, it would be a whole other thing, right? Like, you know.
Like, It's not fair. Well, I mean, and I don't want to be responsible for somebody's like hand get, because that has happened to me where I like disfigured somebody's character and I felt terrible. I don't want that on me. Like, I just don't want it on me.
Yeah, totally. Well, I think that the scene itself was interesting in the sense that it gave us, like, there was a big conversation in the Discord after about like kind of the fictional stuff that would happen around that and like dueling and like how if you're accused of a crime, you can't duel your way out of it and this whole other thing. And I think for the setting and for us as players, it was really cool to have that happen in the sense that we could talk about it. But it's also more important that we say, okay, acknowledging all of that stuff, what's the thing that we actually want to do? Like, it's our show and we get to decide what happens. And I think it sets a good example for other people at home. Like, if you're playing a game like this and you want to go back, you're not comfortable with the way a thing played out, you don't have to pretend like immersion is more important. Like, oh, it's going to ruin the game for me if we just like undo this thing. Like, just do the thing that people want and don't play a game that makes everybody uncomfortable. So yeah, and that's the thing, is you practice knowing where those lines are and how to kind of like draw back. And
especially because there's a middle ground, like, just because my character doesn't, like, I think it would be different if my character was stripped, like if I found out that like Nomi killed my mom, then yeah, sure, I'll PvP that character, right? But like, there's a difference between like me legitimately in character and out of character not wanting to do that, because there's a difference between not agreeing with someone and wanting to kill them because you now feel threatened that they're like going to, in, you know, like unlawfully arrest you. And that was it for me. It's like, yes, I don't want to go along with this, but do I want to fucking kill somebody? No. And it's like, well, then just be arrested. No, all of these are bad options. And so I'm really happy with the way this came out, because I can, at this point, I still have that exit of like respectfully disagreeing, being like, I don't agree with the way you do things, I'm leaving. That doesn't mean I'm going to kill everybody in their sleep, because that's bullshit. I just don't agree with this and I want to go, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I love, and I don't know how much you want to talk about. Do you want to keep your new plan a secret for the time being? Do you want me to talk about it later? Or do you want to talk Okay, well, we'll keep it on the deal. I like it. I think it works. Your plan works in universe. And I think it's great, and it'll say some interesting things about your character. And when we get there, that'll be a good thing to talk about in the post show. You can talk about some of the stuff that inspired why, like how you're gonna move into your next thing. So yeah, that's cool. I'm excited.
Secrets.
Yeah.
It's not a secret if you read it in the Slack, Max.
Secrets. I didn't read it in the Slack, so it's secretive to me.
Well, we'll find out the future of the Amiro scene. I think you're honing in on I'm loath to say how long I think it'll take, but you're honing in on the conclusion of this bit. You've got all the pieces in play, and I'm really curious to see how it shakes out. And I've been thinking, for folks who are part of the faction herd, I've been thinking about what this planet might mean in terms of like assets and fact creds and stuff, because I definitely think how the team handles it will, I'm thinking about like adding another asset to the planet or messing with stuff. The UPC and House Crux particularly have a chance to be affected, which is funny because they're the ones on the planet that care the least. Like, I think Trill and the High Church are like, we got our stuff, this is all happening around us. But yeah, it'll be cool. Like, if we end up landing a bunch more guys, if we get a bunch of dudes and put them on the planet, maybe I'll throw some like Crux Force unit on the planet. Or if this goes horribly and everybody gets driven off, maybe we'll throw a UPC or a CHR asset on the planet, which I think should be fun.
Martial law on Berkman.
I mean, that's how you deal with this stuff, right? Like, okay, you've had your little like religious freedom time. Now it's time to come home. Time to behave yourselves. This is an Imperial planet. Get your shit together. So it's been fun watching that play out, you guys. For sure.
Find me some snakes to cut the heads off of.
That's right. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see about going. And I do love that Anne, you twigged right away to Anne and Bronze both twigged to the fact that like you have a target, but it's got to be like you have to be careful about who finds out about how you handle this, because you've just discovered that like a very popular sort of civil leader might or might not be a member of a terrorist or helping a terrorist organization. So now you have to very delicately handle this person until you don't anymore. So that should be really cool. I'm super excited. So we'll do that next time. Cool. I think that's all I got. Thoughts? Anybody else? Any other things? No, you're good. Cool. Well, we'll call it a night then. Thanks for coming, everybody. And thank you, patrons, for backing us up. Remember, if you are part of the whole faction turn situation, we have the October faction turn. Obviously, TwitchCon delayed it a little bit. So we have the October faction turn coming up Friday morning, 10 o'clock Pacific. So make sure you tune in for that or watch the VODs, which will be available next week. And yeah, I think we'll be back business as usual next week, but we'll let you know for sure once we have another episode scheduled. Thanks for coming, everybody. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.